With Northwest News from KNKX, the race is on to get clean energy technologies to market to help reduce the greenhouse gas pollution that causes global warming. A new lab at the University of Washington has just opened that aims to close a critical gap in getting innovations from idea to prototype. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went to check it out.
The new facility is called Washington Clean Energy Test Beds. It's a lab inside the UW's Clean Energy Institute, which was founded in 2013. Director Dan Schwartz says they can now accelerate ideas that might otherwise never make it to market.
Test beds are the spots where engineers work the kinks out of an idea that they've maybe prototyped in the lab, maybe have looked at in their research labs. And now they want to see, can it really make a difference?
Among the startups that have already signed up are a company from Denmark that can print paper-thin solar cells on flexible plastic sheeting at a fraction of the cost of traditional solar panels, and several new companies working on energy storage, including Battery Informatics. It caught the eye of Governor Jay Inslee as he toured the lab.
You talk about this being self-learning.
Yes.
How does this work?
So the self-learning part is really cool because what it does is it lets us just stick this onto any battery and learn the type of parameters that are used to control that battery. So we've shown that you can double the battery's lifetime. So
wow.
In very specific lab tests.
Really?
Yeah.
Co-founder Matt Murbach is a fourth-year grad student in chemical engineering at UW. He says the testbeds concept is great because it surrounds them with others working on similar challenges and encourages collaboration.
And it's also just a really good way of having access to equipment. So a lot of this equipment is really expensive.
They can rent it here. Ultimately, Clean Energy Testbeds expects to become a round-the-clock operation with dozens of clean tech entrepreneurs signing up to rent the space and equipment. Leaders from the lab are headed to California next week to spread the word about the new facility, which is one of just a few of its kind around the world. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.